A plan for the country's first open ocean salmon farm is now in limbo and could be heading to court. New Zealand King Salmon got resource consent last month for its 1,000-hectare Cook Strait project, but the Conservation Department and a research institute have lodged appeals. King Salmon says it will start negotiations with both parties in the new year. Samantha Gee has more.
Last summer, more than 1,200 tonnes of dead salmon and fish waste was trucked out of the Marlborough Sounds, as a marine heatwave led to record mortalities on King Salmon farms. It forced the country's biggest salmon producer to fallow three farms in the Pelorus Sound, leaving it with the cooler waters of the Tory Channel and Queen Charlotte Sound. Acting Chief Executive Graham Tregidga says this summer's water temperatures are expected to be just as warm, if not warmer, than the last.
What we're looking for is cooler waters, high flow, and as those waters have been warming in this region, no less so than this year with a marine heat wave, that moving into the outer ocean is the place to go.
That's what they hope to gain with the Blue Endeavour Farm, which will be located off Cape Lambert in the outer Marlborough Sounds. Developing open ocean farming is part of a government strategy to grow the aquaculture industry from $600 million in sales in 2018 to $3 billion by 2035. Fisheries New Zealand's Matt Bartholomew says there are three other applications underway for open ocean finfish farms in Aotearoa, with Blue Endeavour the first to have gained consent.
That single farm can produce up to 10,000 tonnes of salmon, and so that would be 1/8 of the growth that we're looking to achieve. And while the area consented looks large, the actual area that would be used for farms is quite small. So we think that when you look around New Zealand and our extensive marine estate, that we can find those areas where you can have another 5, 6 or 7 farms of a similar scale.
It's estimated salmon farming could generate $1.5 billion a year in revenue if production can increase from the current level of around 15,000 tonnes to 80,000 tonnes a year.
The question comes, can New Zealand do it in a way that sort of upholds our values, that delivers sustainable growth and delivers a high-value product? And we think that is the case.
Researcher Wendy McGuinness from the McGuinness Institute disagrees. They're appealing the consent, saying the farm poses risks to wildlife and water quality and gives the company unfair access to a natural resource.
They basically do not pay anyone for the use of that water at the moment. So the situation is it's a little bit like giving a farmer free land to pollute and use for 35 years and not ever pay anything for it.
Forsyth Barr equity analyst Margaret Bay says there is a degree of uncertainty around the project.
What's interesting in this case is that open ocean aquaculture hasn't actually been tested before in New Zealand. So the two key questions are whether fish health will be improved and how the infrastructure of the pens will hold up under the conditions at the proposed site. I think in addition, we don't really know how much the project would cost or how it would be funded or the timing of the project.
The Department of Conservation is seeking changes to parts of the resource consent. It wants stronger monitoring of the effects the farm has on the ocean floor. If it can't get an agreement at mediation, the case will head to the Environment Court.